It's time for another edition of What's Going On Out There, Ruth, with Ruth Epstein, Robin Hood Radio's rambling, roving, and sometimes wandering reporter. Ruth, what have you found? What did you find during Holy Week?
Oh, not much.
And speaking of which?
But there's always news to be had. Top of the list, the merger of Northwell and New Vance Health went through this week. As you know, New Vance Health, which is the owner of Sharon Hospital, among other hospitals in the area, has been struggling. We all know that they've said they've been losing money, especially at Sharon. And this merger came along. Northwell, which is based really on Long Island and is huge, thousands of doctors and many, many hospitals will be affiliated now with Northwell.
Okay.
That's going to be.
And I think we talked about this once before, but wasn't that at one point, I think Northwell was at one point Long Island Jewish.
It's all those hospitals down on Long Island.
Okay.
I know it,
but,
my friend
but, and,
goes
and highly
to one.
Respected, basically.
It's huge, so it could be Long Island Jewish is part of it. But the prognosis is good. People are happy, at least the folks up here. Save Sharon Hospital came out with a statement. They're very pleased. That's, as you know, the grassroots group that really fought strongly to keep maternity at the hospital open, and they proved to be successful.
I think that came through as well. But the upshot is that Sharon remains a functioning, fully functioning hospital, yes?
Correct.
ICU and everything.
Supposed to be a complete community hospital with labor delivery, ICU, so forth. And as I say, people are really very happy. We will see. We have been through this before, starting back in 2001 with Essent and all the various companies that have come forth after the hospital went from a nonprofit to a for-profit, back to nonprofit, and back and forth. So.
Yeah, but I'm just going to come out and say the difference is that the hospital is being sold to another or merged with another hospital rather than a hedge fund.
Correct.
And that was huge when it came to the, let's call it the demolition or destruction of, with all due respect to hedge funds, if you're a hospital, you need to deliver services. And so as the services started getting, assaulted, it became clearer and clearer that their goal was not to deliver services, but rather to make money. And that's where it all went, shall we say, south. So I just think it's a good reason to be optimistic going forward instead of waiting for it, that's all.
And Northwell is making promises that it will put in a lot of capital into their hospitals. So we'll see.
Well, that's the name of the game. The question will become, a few years down the road, does Sharon return enough money to come close to break even? I don't think Sharon Hospital could become profitable, quite frankly. Quite frankly, I don't think they'll become profitable. However, if there's a good enough war chest here to work with, and these people can afford to absorb those losses, then Sharon Hospital has a good chance. So a lot of it's going to depend when you open all those big services up.
Mm-hmm.
Is it going to work? Is the money going to come through? And yet another thing, and I'm not sure how you actually resolve this, is getting physicians to come here and practice long term.
That's the thing.
Maybe they pay.
They have the wherewithal. Say, if you work at one of our hospitals, you have to do some work at Sharon, or who knows. But, yeah, staffing is a huge, huge issue.
Yeah,
we know that.
That's one of the biggest issues at this point, especially the doctor turnover. And again, it's all based on client base. If you don't have enough people to support your practice, you can't stay here. So they may have to supplement.
Which would not be a bad thing. But
the people,
point is, if you look at everything that's happening on this planet right now through the lens of how it has failed, you know, you have to have fundamental change for something to work, basically. It has to be fundamentally changed because, Mike, good point. Sharon Hospital, given its location and the demographic, is not going to mint your money. It's just not going to. So anybody setting that up at this point probably knows that. And knows all the reasons why it didn't work, and now it's a question of restructuring so that it can work. And that would just be great.
Northwell has 21 other hospitals and 900 ambulatory sites. So
do they have
a good cushion.
And do you have any idea what other hospitals they have around here? Like, do they have other small...
No, this is they've only been in New York. It's the first time they're coming into Connecticut.
I understand, but there are other small communities in New York State, that's all, New York. That's all I was wondering.
I think they're mostly large. I mean, Long Island, basically.
Right. But they're taking over the Nuvance hospitals, so...
All of them, yeah. So they're taking over Sharon and Danbury and New Milford.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So let's hope for the best, because... It's critical that we have health care. We're losing all our primary physicians. We're losing so many of, as Michael pointed out, the staffing is a huge issue. But if we have a hospital, at least there's some glimmer of hope here.
Time will tell.
Time will tell, as it always does.
It's how many times have we seen this in our lifetimes?
Goodness,
you know.
If you use that template and you use those glasses, those lenses, you can sit here and you drum your fingers. I just was talking to somebody else. You drum your fingers on the table. But if you start looking at it like, okay, great. You've made the biggest shift here is that they have looked at the books, which everybody knows. Yeah, you know, they've done their so-called due diligence, and it's obvious that this isn't going to be a money spinner.
So, all right, now, not like it's all different from what it was in the days when I was born at Sharon Hospital. So I think it's time to move forward here. There's other things to talk about. What else happened on Holy Week?
Well, we can talk about Gold Dog, which is that project not far from where you guys are. It's a controversial one. It's the one for 24 units that goes between Hospital Hill and Amenia Road.
And what's that called? Gold Dog? Really?
Gold
I did
dog.
Hear that right. Okay.
Yep.
Why not cat?
No, they're dogs. And they had a second hearing. Still very controversial. People are very upset. Traffic, what it's going to do to the other surrounding houses and so forth. So that hearing has been continued again. They're some changes made. Some of the information wasn't forth. They didn't have all the necessary information on certain aspects of it. And so it's going to be continued, I assume, next month.
Well, maybe you've mentioned it. Who is doing this?
It is basically Betsy Jenks is the name on the application. Betsy and...
Mike, you were
under the guise of a corporation or an LLC?
Local.
Yeah.
Because that's a big undertaking for, somebody would have to have very deep pockets to do something of this size.
I don't think you were, Mike, I don't think you were there the day of the first hearing, but you really couldn't find a parking space. And
yeah, well, that doesn't mean a lot to me because sometimes I've been through enough of these hearings to see people come up to complain about things that zoning actually can't do anything about.
This is a biggie.
I get that. But you still have to use your regulations. You still have to be careful.
Yeah. I mean, it has
of
to
how
meet
far
all the
you,
regulations in order to.
Yeah, you can't simply close down a project because somebody doesn't like it.
It is definitely there are the pros and cons are let's just say actively.
Yeah, you can't close it down, but there can be adjustments made.
Oh yeah,
there's enough.
Yeah, I get that whole thing,
and I'm just saying that's
why I can't just judge because there's so many people in a thing that it necessarily
no,
is going to move one way
also,
or the other.
You know, it's to get right now. Correct me if I'm wrong. In the information stages.
Yeah, well, they're presenting it.
Well, they're going for permits and stuff. Yeah, no, this is full development going on, and the alterations that will be made to it will be made according to what...
You have far more experience in these matters than I do. But isn't this the moment where it gets discussed or not?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what the hearings are for.
Yeah, they have public hearings. And I'm simply saying is that there are a lot of people that come to public hearings, and when you look at what you're supposed to be looking at from the perspective of a zoning board, which is regulations and all of the things that envelope personal property, blah, 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 there are a good number of people often at these things who have come just to complain, I don't like it, with no real backup reason.
That's not the situation here.
Well, I don't know that. So, okay, Gold Dog.
I don't know either.
Let's unchain the Gold Dog.
And Sharon, they had a five-minute town meeting this past week in which they approved your lease renewed your lease.
And
at 67 Main Street.
The turnout was the opposite of the Gold Dog turnout.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yes, that means we have to stay, huh?
You're staying. They raised your rent a bit.
Of course.
it's a perfect use, for
all of you heard that, you know, checkbooks would be nice.
So that was a quickie. Not of great interest to a lot of people. of interest to me is a new traffic light has been installed up in Canaan at Route 7 and 44, you know, at the intersection there.
Falls Village?
No.
Or Canaan, North Canaan, okay.
When you're coming west on 44 and you want to go south to Route 7, you know, the intersection there, it's tough. I'm always trying to go down south on Route 7. Now there's going to be an arrow, so it will make it much easier to get down there.
So the light has an arrow on it that you can, because the light's been there.
Light's been there.
Yeah,
now
okay.
We're going to have an arrow to make it easier so you can get, make the turn. At least it gives you some chance.
It gives you some lead time to get out and set.
Exactly.
Right, okay. Because I'm picturing it, and back when, I don't know if they still do, but they used to do boot drives right there.
They still do.
Okay.
They still
and,
do, yeah.
I always thought you could not pick a better place, frankly, speaking of a good choice, you could not pick a better place for a boot drive.
Mm-hmm.
Because
yep.
You literally have it
for
people coming from
place.
All directions.
Yep, yeah. So, but this traffic light, I mean, I've sat at that light many, many times trying to get across, so I think this is a real boon. Houses are moving ahead. If you've been up to Perry Street, you know that those modulars are going in, and they've changed a little bit on the Undermountain Road, Grove Street project. There are two houses going in there, and there was a big talk about saving of a tree, and so they've moved one of the houses in order to save this tree, which I'm sure will make, will make some of the neighbors happy. That was a big issue when that was going forward. But that has passed, and it will happen.
But they're saving the tree. I have a quick, this is a tangential question. You may not know anything about it, but I was talking to somebody from somewhere, Salisbury, I think, not positive, because I can't quite remember. But there are more Save the Rail Trail signs, and there's no issue with the rail trail at this moment, as far as this person knew, or as far do you know of anything?
Yes, that is the Pope property, and there was talk. Somebody, the Pope committee put out something, and somebody said something about 63 houses or whatever. It was just a throw out when they were discussing, and people in the area went crazy because they thought that was going to affect the rail trail, and so those signs went up.
Okay. So. But that did not come to fruition?
No.
Okay.
Well, they're still working that.
No, I understand, but the okay, I just...
Yeah, the Pope property, that's going to be a long time coming as to what goes in there. They're going to do... It was a sort of put out that they wanted recreation and affordable housing put in there, but there's no set plans at this point.
And for those of us in the back, which is the Pope property?
Pope property is on Salmon Kill Road. It is currently the site of... Right next to the daycare center and the Salisbury Visiting Nurse in that area there. There's
okay.
Some ball fields, I believe. Yeah. Just so you know, graduation, thinking ahead, high school graduation is June 13th. For those folks, that whole week is going to be school graduation, so mark your calendars. Canaan Cleanup Day is going to be this Saturday. Everybody's asked to come to Town Hall. They'll be providing you with gloves and bags and things to clean up. This is all part of birthday and all the conservation stuff that's going on. That's from 12:30 to 4 on Saturday. And a little out of the area, but the Earth Day plant sale is also on Saturday. Actually, I think it's Friday and Saturday. And that's at the Goshen Fairgrounds, but it's put on by the Northwest Conservation Commission, and it's a really nice thing to support. So, this is people from all over come and get your plants.
It's only slightly out of the area.
No, they serve 34 towns here, so we're in their district and area.
Right.
This is much like the Council of Governments, and this is their 43rd Earth Day plant sale. And
right.
It's April 5th
to
April 25th to
27th.
Yeah, 27th starts at 9, right. Ends at 4.
Right.
But that is out in the Goshen Fairgrounds, because that moves them more towards the center of the 34 towns,
okay.
So that they can service everybody, mm-hmm. Hopefully.
It's really, you get all your plants, and they offer free educational literature and so forth. And it's a way to support this conservation district, which, as you say, Michael, covers loads and loads of towns. And it means spring, hopefully, has arrived.
We're going to
no guarantees.
I'm going to vote for that, too. I'm going to say spring is arrived. No more surprise snowstorms.
Beware of Mother Nature. So,
love Mother Nature.
All right, folks, we are drawing up close to the end. Do we have much more that we want to talk about, or
that's what I've got this week?
Are we at the end then?
We are at the end.
We're at the end of the month, so things don't start up again really until next week.
Right. Although, what May? So May 1st is Thursday, right? Yeah.
I don't even know. I can only do one day at a time.
In the future.
Very wise,
it is a Thursday, yes.
It is Thursday. All right.
Yeah. So we're actually, we've got a ways to go before we start all over.
There'll be things that come up.
Yeah, we got to.
Surely.
Surely. All right.
Absolutely.
Stop calling me Shirley. And I will say, Ruth, thank you very much. This has been What's Going On Out There. Ruth with Ruth Epstein, Robin Hood Radio's roving reporter.